Sairam children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
And as always, we are coming to you live from our studios in Radio Sai.
Children, it has been many months since we have started this program. It has been so lovely talking to all of you.
We both have learned quite a bit with all of you. So many important lessons from the doctor and the stories too.
We have also learned from our conversations with all of you. And from the mails we have received, we believe you all have benefited too. But you know why we started this Children's Hour program?
There is no great secret in that. Swami says that the best time in life to learn good habits and lessons is when we are children. When we start to do noble things when young, the benefits we accrue will be greater.
Yes, children. So the time you spend in cultivating good habits, or even the time you spend in prayer, now are far more valuable than if you were to spend even thrice the amount of time after you grow up.
That is why we started the children's program, so that all of you can learn, practice and benefit. But children, today we are going to listen something different. We are going to listen about a child just like any of you.
And how he started praying to God at a very young age, and how he won the grace of the Lord. Are you wondering whom we are talking about, children? He is just above your head.
Yes, yes. If you go out and see the night sky, ask some elder which is the pole star. They will show you a star which is bright. Do you know what we call the pole star in India?
We call it Dhruva Nakshatra. Yes, children. We are going to listen about little child Dhruva and how he became a star in the sky for time immemorial.
And we are going to learn about his life through a drama that was staged by Bal Vikas children from the state of Karnataka. Now, let us know a little about Dhruva before we go into the drama.
There was once a king by name Uttanapada. He had two queens, Suniti and Suruchi.
And each of these queens had a son. Queen Suniti's son was Dhruva, the hero of our story today, the elder son. And Queen Suruchi's son was Uttama.
Mother Suniti was a very noble lady. She brought up Dhruva, teaching him good values. So, shall we now listen to the drama? See what a beautiful lesson Mother Suniti is teaching her 5-year-old child, Prince Dhruva.
Dhruva? 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 Where are you? I have prepared a special dish for you. Come and taste this.
Mother, whatever you gave is special to me.
I am elated when you are with me.
Me too. I love to be with you.
Well, how do you spend time with your friends?
We play games, tell stories, sing bhajans.
Oh, you spend time so well.
Mother, I have a question.
Tell me, dear, what is it?
At night, I see many lamps in the sky. Who lit them? I see birds and flowers, so colorful and beautiful. Who paint them?
I'm amazed at your curiosity. This world is God's creation.
Where is God?
Lord Srihari is in Vaikuntha.
How to go to Vaikuntha?
One need not go to Vaikuntha. Loving prayers make Lord Srihari to grant darshan here itself.
Yes, Mother, I will pray. I love you and this beautiful world.
You must love life. Joys and sorrows are part of life. Like the brightness of the full moon and darkness of the new moon, both are transient.
Oh, you're too young to understand this, Dhruva. Mother, tell me a story which I can tell my friends.
My dear Dhruva, today I'll tell you a story on Satsanga. Once, there was a conflict between Rajarshi and Brahmarshi.
Brother, Brahmarshi Vasishta is not seen in the hermitage.
Brahmarshi has gone to bring Surya Deva, Vayu Deva, Sheshanaga and Agastya Maharshi.
Why the Devas to the hermitage?
Ask Rajarshi Vishwamitra. He will tell you.
Rajarshi pranams. Why Brahmarshi has gone to bring the Devas here?
To prove who is superior.
I offered him my hard-earned 12 months vratapala as a mark of respect. But he insulted me by gifting meager quarter ghalige satsanga phala. Now you tell me which phala is great.
It is elementary. 12 months phala is far greater than quarter galige phala.
There it is. Brahmarshi does not even have this elementary knowledge. Further, he humiliated me saying that satsanga phala attained by him is immeasurable.
But why Brahmarshi has gone to bring the four devas?
Yes, I am coming to that. He advised me to bring the four devas to hermitage with my 12 months phala to arbitrate which phala is great.
What happened then, Rajarshi?
Not even one deva agreed to come when I offered 12 months of vrata phala as a substitute. Now Brahmarshi has gone boasting that he would bring all the four devas with his meager satsanga phala. I doubt Brahmarshi may not turn up at all.
Rajarshi Vishwamitra, devas have come to assess which is great, 12 months vratapala or satsanga phala.
Brahmarshi, enough, enough. Seeing you coming with all devas shows greatness of satsanga phala. They need not give judgment. I am surprised. What did you substitute to bring all of them here?
Devas, please tell Rajarshi, what substituted you?
Brahmarshi's Japamala, potented with Satsanga Phala, substituted me. Otherwise, the world would have plunged into darkness.
Brahmarshi's Chamara, potented with Satsanga Phala, replaced me. If not, all living beings would have suffocated.
Brahmarshi's Kamandala, potented with Satsanga Phala, deputized me, that is, balancing Himalaya and Vindhya mountains.
Brahmarshi's Yogadanda, potented with Satsangaphala, commuted me, which is holding earth in position.
Brahmarshi, please confer on me the quarter ghalige of Satsangaphala, which I refused. I will be contented with it.
Rajarshi, get up. I have spent all the satsanga phala to bring the devas.
Imagine.
Ha! Punya one gains by being in satsanga with Bhagwan.
Satsanga with Bhagwan.
Bhagwan.
Satsanga with Bhagwan.
Wow, what a beautiful story, children, that speaks of the importance of good company. Few moments spent in satsang or good company is so much more valuable than penance. Sage Vishwamitra learned that lesson. Dhruva learnt it from his mother, and we all got to learn it today, isn't it? Not only Mother Suniti, children, even King Uttanapada was a very noble king. Let us now go to the scene in the court of the king and see how he rules his kingdom.
Maharaja, our royal astrologer, prays for your audience. He has some important prediction to submit.
Let him say that.
Maharaja, careful calculations of the planetary movements according to Parashara show that Shani is heading towards Rohini. The collision will be harmful to us. Maharaja, careful calculations of the planetary movements according to Parashara show that Shani is heading towards Rohini. The collision will be harmful to Earth.
So what? We are far, far away living on Earth.
Your Majesty, still this may cause storms, drought and famine on Earth. Consequently, Dharma will suffer.
Your Majesty, here comes the Royal Guru.
My pranams, Gurudeva. We seek your guidance on Shani's movement and its severe consequences.
Maharaja, I am aware of dangers of Shani colliding with Rohini. True, bad times are ahead. Grieving over this will not do any good. Do your duties and leave the rest to God's will and destiny of citizens.
Minister, to prevent the famine, immediately arrange for proper use of reservoirs and granaries to conserve water and food grains.
Maharaja, your orders will be obeyed.
See that people do not lose their character and conduct even under dire conditions. Dharma protects those who protect Dharma.
May your wishes be fulfilled, benevolent king. May the king and the citizens prosper. May God bless you and your subjects.
May your blessings and grace be upon us, Gurudeva. Now, minister, protect our people from misfortunes.
So
Suruchi, your words surprise me.
I'm surprised at your partiality.
My dear, what partiality? I don't understand what you mean by it.
The gifts you gave to your sons on Sankranti festival clearly show your partiality.
How do you say that?
You presented a diamond necklace to Dhruva, my stepson, but just a plain gold necklace to my son Uttama. Oh, are not both of them your sons? Is it not partiality?
Dhruva is the elder son and heir to the throne. Is it not fitting that the heir to the throne be gifted a diamond necklace? Besides, the gold necklace to Uttama is of no lesser value than the diamond necklace.
I expected this answer. Men are experts in justifying their actions.
So you see, children, Queen Suruchi was not as noble as Mother Suniti. She was always comparing and also wanted to be given first preference. She wanted that her son should be considered the more important prince. Jealousy and selfishness are very dangerous qualities, children. If you have these qualities, your own friends will not like you. Let us continue the drama, for the next part is very important.
Father, pronounce
your
mother.
Oh, my sweet sons, come here. Where were you?
Father, we were singing bhajans. You must listen to our bhajan singing.
I deeply cherish your voice. Truly, it is divine experience.
Will turn you into a saint and keep you away from your royal rights.
Suruchi, stop this nonsense. We should rejoice that our sons have a spiritual bent of mind at such a tender age.
Stop preaching, please. You always talk slightingly of my son and me. Reward and praise always go to Dhruva and his mother. Only trifles, advice and consoling words for me and my son.
I am proud of you, my darling sons. Come, sit on my lap.
Dhruva, do not dare to sit on your father's lap. To earn that privilege, you should do penance with a wish to be born as my son.
Suruchi, have you lost your senses? Dhruva has every right.
It is unfair to insult him because he is your stepson.
Only my son has the right to sit on your lap. Dhruva should have been born as my son, not Suniti's, to get that privilege.
Oh, mother, are you insane? Being your own son, I cannot tolerate your words. Dhruva's elder to me and he has every right to sit on father's lap.
Uttama, keep out of this. You are too young to understand.
Dear brother, please do not feel hurt at what my mother said. Come, let us go to Mother Suniti and listen to the stories she tells.
Dear brother, I do not mind any insult to me, but I cannot tolerate insult to my beloved mother. Is there any son in the entire world who can bear an insult to his mother?
Dhruva, stop sermonizing. Now, leave immediately to the forest to do penance. Seek a boon from Sri Hari to be born as my son. Only then you can sit on your father's lap. Now, be gone.
Oh, mother, I shall obey your command. I shall go immediately. Please, send me with your blessings.
Oh, son, how can a young lad like you go into the wild forest and do penance to get Sri Hari's grace? Suruchi, why should you banish my beloved, tender young son Dhruva? Are you possessed?
Father, don't worry about me. I shall obey mother's command and return with Lord Sri Hari's blessings.
Araya padaru vatsaramulainanu brayamule du sandra bhikara vanavatika grummara galigina sahasamai naledu kapuramuna heya bhavamuno pundu vayasunu kadu kevalam burutara rosha purnamati okkade enta teginchena kata.
Dhruva, Dhruva,
that Telugu song describes the plight of little Dhruva. It says he is such a tender child. He is not old enough to take care of himself, but is going to the forest. He does not know any tapas or meditation, but equipped with the desire to earn a place on his father's lap, he decides to leave for the forest.
Dhruva was a 5-year-old child. He wanted to sit on the lap of his own father, but his stepmother, Queen Suruchi, refuses him that right. And thus this tender child decides to go to the forest to do penance. So now that Dhruva has decided to go, he has to take the permission of his mother, Suniti, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where he goes now, where his mother is anxiously waiting for him, wondering, where is Dhruva?
Kangaru adhi
Why has Dhruva not returned yet? Maybe he is with his father.
Maharani, Prince Dhruvakumara is coming.
Oh, my son. Come in.
Pranam, mother.
Why are you so late today? Did you forget that your mother is waiting for you?
Forgive me, mother. The delay was for a reason. I have come to seek your blessings and permission to leave the palace.
Why? What happened? Where are you going?
To the forest. At once.
Are you joking, Dhruva? Instead of playing, singing with your friends in palace, why to forest?
To do penance.
Penance? At the age of 7?
When father called me to sit on his lap, Mother Suruchi stopped me. She said that I had no right to sit on father's lap. She told me to seek Lord Srihari's grace to earn that right.
Yes, both of us are insulted. Should you go to forest just because of this incident, Dhruva?
Mother Suruchi has ordered me to go to the forest and do penance.
You want to go alone to the forest?
Mother, I never thought you would be so sad. Why are you worried?
I am not worried. I shall not come in the way of your penance. My sorrow is because of my love. Please allow me to be with you during your prayers.
If you want to come, you will have to seek father's permission.
No, I don't need anyone's permission. I have the right to be with you.
Mother, I will not be able to do penance if you come. I will be worrying there about your well-being. The very purpose of going to forest will not be fulfilled.
Pati sutulaku duramaina padati bratukadela. ఒడుకును కారడవుల కంపుకున్నా తల్లి కనద భూవిలో.
మదర్, బ్లెస్ మీ.
Oh, my dear Dhruva, how can I live without you? I must have separated a mother and her child in previous birth. Oh God, why should I leave? Why are you putting me to this severe test? No one can change the course of destiny. Mother, will Srihari really help me? Yes, he never fails those who turn to him. He is the one who can help us. I will return after getting the boon from Srihari. Dear child, whatever happens is for our own good. May the all-knowing Srihari protect you. May he bestow the power to achieve your goal. I bless you. Bring glory to all.
గాండ్రు గాండ్రనుచు వ్యాఘ్రములు కవంక గోషిల్లు గుండెలు తల్లడిల్లా బుస్సు బుస్సనుచు భుజగములు కవంక భయద వాక్రతులు బై బైకి రాగా కాలు మోపినంత ఘనత రంబుగా చుకొనుచు గండ కాలి ఒకటా సాంద్రాటవులల్ల జటలు పెటీలను ఒక వంక దావాగ్నులు జ్వలింప ఉదర మందున క్షుత్పాద ఒక వంక జీవ పంచవాయువుల శోషిల్ల చేయ
Mother expresses in that song, there will be snakes hissing, wild animals growling, thorns wherever you place your tender feet. My child Dhruva, how will you manage? But she still blesses Dhruva.
Little Dhruva then heads to the forest all alone. And whom does he meet there? No, let me not reveal it. Listen to the drama, you will know yourself.
జనులారా వెరపేలా జనులారా వెరపేలా త్రాగుము నామ సుధారసము హరినామ కథ సుధారసము ఓ జనులారా వెరపేలా త్రాగుము నామ సుధారసము హరినామ కథ సుధారసము జీవితమను కారడవుల తిరిగే జీవితమను కారడవుల తిరిగే ప్రాణుల కాధారము ఈ సారం నేమముతో సేవించిన నరులకు నిత్యానందము హరినామము ఓ జనులారా వెరపేలా నిత్యానందము హరినామము నిత్యానందము సాయినామము నిత్యానందము సాయినామము
జై హరి నారాయణ.
are you? What are you doing in this wild forest?
Pranams, revered sage. I am Dhruva, the son of mighty Uttanapada. On the advice of my mother Suruchi, I have come to the forest to do penance, to get a boon from Srihari.
Narayana, Narayana.
Dhruva, I am Narada, Triloka Sanchari. I am delighted to see your deep love that you have towards God at this tender age.
Ah, blessed am I. Gurudeva, please enlighten me.
Child Dhruva, your devotion has touched me deeply. I shall whisper Narayana Ashtakshari Mantra. This initiation will lead you to Lord Srihari.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya.
So the great sage Narada himself initiated Dhruva into the best mantra to chant. This is a very important lesson, children. When we start anything noble, God himself will send the right people to us. All that we have to remember is that we should be sincere and do it with devotion. Dhruva was just 5 years old, right? He would not know how to do penance or even a simple puja for that matter. So God himself sends Narada to teach this child a mantra and give guidance.
But was Dhruva successful? Dhruva did penance for 5 months, children. At the end of the 5 months, his mind was completely focused on the form of the Lord. He did not even get up to eat or drink water. That was how focused he was. Can such love and devotion not move the Lord? Come, let us see what is happening in Vaikuntha, the abode of Lord Narayana.
Om Tat Brahma, Om Tat Svayuh, Om Tat Atma, Om తత్ సత్యం ఓం తత్ సర్వం ఓం తత్ పురో నమః అంతశ్చరి భూతేషు గుహాయా విశ్వమూర్తిషు త్వం యజ్ఞస్త్వం వషట్కారస్త్వమింద్రస్త్వయం రుద్రస్త్వం విష్ణుస్త్వం బ్రహ్మత్వం ప్రజాపతి
కమలము కాజయ విమలా సుమనో రమణ జయ జయ కమలముఖా జయ హే నమో నమ శ్రీ కోమల నామ నమో నమ శ్రీ కోమల నామ నమో నమ శ్రీ వైకుంఠధామ నమో నమ శ్రీ ప్రశాంతి ధామ కమలముఖా జయ హే విమలా సుమనో రమణ జయ జయ కమల ముఖ జయ హే
ప్రభు ఐ బో టు యు త్రిలోక సంచారి నారద వాట్ న్యూస్
స్వామి ఆన్ ఎర్త్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఇస్ సెల్ఫిష్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ డూయింగ్ దేర్ డ్యూటీస్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఓన్లీ యువర్ గ్రేస్ క్యాన్ చేంజ్ దెమ్ నారాయణ
ద పీస్ and stability on earth would not be disturbed if they perform their duties properly.
Swami, the whole universe is in your palm. Nothing is impossible for you. Jai Shri Hari. Narayana, Narayana.
Kamala Mukha Jaya He Vimala Sumano Ramana Jaya Jaya Kamala Mukha Jaya He.
Enlighten me, Swami. You often say duty, duty. What is the main duty of people on earth?
Devi, the duty is dharma. Dharma means selfless love and selfless service.
You mean selfless love and selfless service are enough?
Yes. There is no dharma purer than that. Where there is selfless love, jealousy, enmity, pride, anger cease to exist.
Ravela కరుణాలవాలా దర్శనమీయగ రావేలా
ఓ మై చైల్డ్ వాట్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ అడ్వెంచర్ ఇస్ దిస్
హూమ్ ఆర్ యూ టాకింగ్ టు స్వామి ఐ కెనాట్ సీ ఎనీ వన్ హియర్
Devi, look at the nature of people on the earth. This incident is a proof of what we were discussing just now.
My Lord, I cannot follow what you are saying. Will you please explain?
Uttanapada's wife Suruchi has sent Dhruva, her stepson, to the wild forest. Dhruva sought his mother Suniti's blessings and is performing penance to earn my grace. His devotion has touched my heart.
How could his own mother agree for such a thing?
She sent him to wilderness to do penance and get the boon. I must not delay any longer. It's my duty.
Swami, shall I come too?
Thank you.
కరుణాలవాలా దర్శనమీయ రావేలా. రావేలా కరుణాలవాలా దర్శనమీయ గరావేలా నత జనపాలా ధృత గుణశీలా కమలాలోలా కాంచన చేలా కమలాలోలా కాంచన చేలా. రావేలా కరుణాలవాలా దర్శనమీయ గరావేలా. నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ రవి శశిన పన్నగశయనా సుదతీ మోహన సుందర వదనా శయనా సుదతీ మోహన సుందర వదనా భక్త పరాధీన భవ్య సనాతన కరుణా భరణ కల్మషహరణ కరుణా భరణ కల్మషహరణ. రావేలా కరుణాలవాలా దర్శనమీయ గరావేలా. నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ హరి నారాయణ.
ఓ లార్డ్ శ్రీ హరి, వై ఆర్ యు నాట్ గ్రాంటింగ్ దర్శన్? ఇస్ ఇట్ బికాజ్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఎ చైల్డ్?
నిరతము నిన్నే నమ్మితి నయ్యా వ్రతమేరి శాంతి నిలయా సురుచిర సుందర చిన్మయ రూపా సుమధుర వేద కళాపా మాధవ కేశవ మౌని జనార్చిత పావన మంగళ చరణ దురిత ధారణ సృష్టి కారణ నారాయణ హరి
Jagannmohanakara, how fortunate I am. I am highly blessed.
Narayana, Chaturveda Parayana, Narayana, శతపత్ర సంచార నారాయణ చతుర్వేద పరాయణ ప్రళయ సమయ వటపత్ర సంచార నారాయణ భక్త పరాయణ సోమకాసుర గర్వాపహరణ భక్త
Beautiful. The Lord himself appeared before little boy Dhruva. You know, children, after Lord Narayana comes to Dhruva, the first thing he does is confers on this tender child all knowledge and education. After receiving the knowledge, Dhruva starts singing hymns in praise of the Lord. These hymns are called Dhruva Stuti.
But do you know, children, what Dhruva asked when the Lord appeared before him and asked, "What do you want?" Do you remember why Dhruva started doing the penance? He wanted a place in his father's lap. In other words, he wanted to be accepted as a son and prince.
But when the Lord asked him, Dhruva said, "Lord, let me ever remember your name and form. Let me always be lost in the joy of thinking of you. I don't want anything else." That is the beauty of sincere prayer, children.
When you pray sincerely, all little desires will vanish. Dhruva realized that the joy he had when lost in the penance of the Lord's name and form was far more greater than the status of a prince. So he asked for something higher.
Lord Narayana was very pleased and told him, "I will bless you with what you have asked now and more than that." Do you know what were the blessings he received?
"My child, I am deeply moved by your prayers. Your parents are anxiously awaiting your return. You shall rule your kingdom for a long time. After that, you shall shine as the Dhruva Nakshatra. Let your parents enjoy fulfillment. May happiness and prosperity be there in your kingdom."
"Dhruva, you succeeded in your mission because of your mother's blessings. May many such mothers increase on earth, turning it into heaven."
"I am really blessed."
"Dhatriyantayunadu santanamayya ధాత్రియంతయునాదు సంతానమయ్యా అందు భక్తులున ఆతులునగు సుతులు వారి ఆపదనోర్వంగజాలా వారి ఆపదనోర్వంగజాలా వేగనినుగావ వచ్చితినో కుమారా వేగనినుగావ వచ్చితినో కుమారా కుమారా."
ఓం నమో నారాయణ
ಉಸಿರನು ಬಂಧಿಸಿ ಹರಣ ಆತನು ನಾರಾಯಣನೇ
So that was the inspiring story of little Dhruva, who, through his devotion, became not only the king of a kingdom at the age of 6, but also went on to become the Dhruva Nakshatra or the pole star.
Do you know the importance of the pole star, children? It is supposed to be the star which people have used for centuries for navigation. That is, when people would sail in ships or walk across deserts, they would look for the pole star and find their way. So the pole star is a guiding star. So is the story of Dhruva, isn't it?
We all must take the example of Dhruva, especially you all children. There is nothing that cannot be achieved through prayer and devotion. Did you like this story, children?
We are sure you did. The story of Dhruva is an important part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, a very holy book of ancient India. So children, till we meet you next week with another interesting episode of Children's Hour, be good children. But before we go, we should tell you one good news, isn't it, Ganesh?
Oh yes. You know, children, this Saturday we are having a special live Telugu broadcast for children. Which means, throughout the day, we will have programs in Telugu for children by children.
Doesn't that sound interesting? So children, if you follow Telugu, you must listen to these programs. They are by children from Swami School in Prashanthi Nilayam and Sai Schools from across the state.
This special broadcast for children is a part of the 4th anniversary celebrations of the Radio Sai Telugu stream. So those of you who understand Telugu, do tune in and enjoy the programs, children.
With that, it is time now for us to say farewell. We will meet you next week. Sai Ram, children.
Sai Ram, children.